Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, November 6, 2023. This morning I will talk about spiritual mentoring. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours because you care for us and sent your Holy Spirit to provision, sustain, and guide us. Forgive us for our weak hearts and clouded minds that do not hearken to your advice and counsel. Be ever near. Thank you for your patient concern for us and for our families. In the power of your Holy Spirit, walk with us in all that we do and say. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In 1 Kings 19:13 we read, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Barnabas mentored Paul. Barnabas' influence is obvious in Paul's effort to continue mentoring many churches through his letters and many individuals, including Silvanus, Sosthenes, Timothy, and likely Titus, who are mentioned. Timothy is mentioned 4 times as a co-author to a Pauline letter. Silvanus is mentioned 2x. Paul likely mentored each of these colleagues and mentioned them in letter introductions because they served as messengers carrying the letters to the churches addressed. Titus, like Timothy, is addressed in a separate letter and mentioned many times, but he is more likely a colleague of Paul than a mentee. Even today, co-authorship often suggests a mentoring relationship. A professor, such as my father, during his time at Purdue University, might co-author papers with his graduate students and lesser-known colleagues to lend them credibility and visibility in professional circles. Oftentimes, the students wrote the papers which the professors edited. In Paul's case, his colleagues may also have served him as a manumis, or scribe, whose particular talent would be to legibly write in Greek using the least amount of parchment, which was expensive. Old Testament mentoring relationships resemble today's apprenticeships. 2 stand out. After Samuel anointed David to be king over Israel and the Holy Spirit came upon him, King Saul unknowingly called him to play the lyre and serve as his armor bearer. We are not told much about David's early relationship with Saul, but we know that Saul loved David, and we can intuit from their close relationship that David learned from Saul what kings do and how they do it. A second mentoring relationship is that between the prophet Elijah and his replacement, Elisha. Again, we are not given a lot of details about the mentoring that took place, but we know several things. First, God asked for Elijah to call Elisha by name. Second, Elisha assisted Elijah and traveled with him until Elijah was taken up in a fiery chariot. 3. Elisha asked for and was granted a double portion of Elijah's spirit. And 4. Elisha referred to Elijah in his last moments as father. The context of Elijah's call is interesting because after putting all the prophets of Baal to the sword on Mount Carmel, Queen Jezebel swore that she would kill Elijah, and he ran away in fear. After appearing to Elijah in a low whisper, God instructs him to anoint Elisha as his replacement. What can we conclude from these 2 mentoring narratives? In both cases, the mentor was past his prime, but having trouble coping with it, and the mentee was called by God. In other narratives with a mentoring theme, such as the story of Jacob and Joseph, God himself appears to have mentored the person using afflictions to help them overcome key personal flaws. Jacob, his devious nature, and Joseph, his pride. Once Jacob overcame his flaw, he was given a new name, Israel. In Joseph's case, overcoming his pride and anger with his brothers for selling him into slavery, he is reunited with his family. Timothy came to Paul, recommended by his brothers at Lystra and Iconium, a son with a believing Jewish mother and a Greek father. His personal history is recounted by Paul in 2 Timothy 1:5-7. "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Here we learn that Timothy received the Holy Spirit through the laying on of hands, perhaps suggesting a parallel to the elders in the church today. Luke describes Timothy as Paul's helper, who Paul later calls his fellow worker. Timothy frequently traveled with Paul, and Paul trusted him enough to employ him as a personal emissary to the churches. From the variety of tasks to which Timothy is assigned, Timothy may have started out as an assistant, but he soon graduated to becoming a fellow worker, and possibly Paul's later replacement, who may have also been imprisoned with Paul. By contrast to Timothy, Sosthenes is mentioned only once outside the letter introductions, where he is described as a synagogue ruler. Silvanus is mentioned twice in letter introductions as was likely a fellow preacher, and is described as a faithful brother by the Apostle Peter. We can only intuit from these brief mentions that Timothy's relationship with Paul was special, being lengthier and more intimate. While mentoring is part of everyone's faith journey, it is particularly important in the formation of church leaders, as we see in the example of Paul's relationship with Timothy. Think of the great lengths Jesus went through to mentor the Apostle Peter as a shepherd. The young people who are personally encouraged to take a leadership role in the church growing up are often the ones remaining in faith in later years. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.